like to picture with me a well-planned journey? The travelers have maps, charts, and a clear destination. Every step has been thought through. They believe the road ahead is not only right, but righteous, even if it brings conflict. Then during the journey, an overwhelming, unexpected event stops their progress. Their world is turned upside down. Their confidence collapses. They are no longer the guide. They are lost, dependent, disoriented. Have you been in a situation like that? This is what happened to Saul on the road to Damascus. He thought he was following God's will, but a sudden divine encounter, a blinding light, and the voice of Jesus stopped him and exposed his mistakes. The temporary blindness he experienced was both a physical condition and a symbol of his spiritual inability to recognize God's way and the truth about Jesus. This experience made him reflect and depend on others. My siblings in Christ, just as Saul encountered a life-changing moment on the road to Damascus, sometimes you and me, we are called to pause and reassess our path, to embrace a new direction. Saul's conversion experience highlights how a personal encounter with Jesus can be transformative. While the encounter is dramatic, that is not the main point of this reading. The heart is not the dramatic encounter, but the depth of the transformation. Let's explore how Saul's life was transformed in three vital ways. First, a transformed perspective. Second, transformed relationships. Third, a transforming purpose. Let's look more closely at the transformation Saul experienced, starting with how his perspective changed. The first verse of the third reading describes Saul's actions toward the church. He set out for Damascus to arrest Christians and bring them back to Jerusalem. Everything changed when he met Jesus on the road of Damascus. He stopped persecuting the church and instead began working to support it. His intensity did not disappear. It was redirected. Jesus took the passion and used it to build, not break, the church. Saul began his encounter with Jesus, and his perspective changed. A significant transformation took place, resulting in lasting changes to the church. My siblings, a transformed perspective matters. It can unlock new possibilities and lead to a more fulfilling and meaningful life. After his encounter with Jesus, Saul was blind and troubled by guilt. Ananias, a faithful follower of Jesus, visited him. The Lord revealed to Ananias that Saul was a chosen instrument to carry his name before the Gentiles and kings and the sons of Israel. By the time Ananias came to him, Saul was praying. He humbly awaited word from Jesus on what he was to do. When Ananias reached Saul, he laid his hands on him. Then the scales fell from his eyes. He was healed and baptized. Ananias had ministered to him in his time of need. Later, Saul met Barnabas. Many of the early Christians hesitated to trust Saul due to his past actions. Barnabas supported Saul by introducing him to the church and confirming his experience with Jesus. As a result, he was accepted into the church. He gained the support and the acceptance he needed to become a leader. He experienced grace, forgiveness, and love. This encounter with Jesus marked a significant turning point in his life, resulting in a redefined relationship with the church and a transformation in his interactions with others. My friends, transformed relationships matter because they contributed to personal growth, happiness, and a more meaningful life. This is not just the story of Saul. It is our story. His journey reminds us that encountering Jesus changes everything. How we see, who we love and how we love, and what we live for. And finally, a transforming purpose. After meeting Jesus, Saul changed his direction in life. His life purpose changed entirely. He traveled to Damascus with the intention of persecuting followers of Jesus. But later, he began proclaiming Jesus as the Son of God in the synagogues of Damascus. He arrived in Damascus blind, but later became a key church leader. His eagerness to preach in Damascus clearly showed his loyalty. His purpose in life was transformed by his encounter with Jesus. He became an ambassador of the gospel. He promoted a way of faith and a life of love. It was that transformation of purpose that would enable Saul, now Paul, to write later in life the following: love is patient and kind. Love never ends. So faith, hope, love abide. These three, but the greatest of this is love. This morning, I invite you to reflect on your own moments of transformation and to embrace the possibility of new beginnings in your spiritual journey. Saul's story is more than a dramatic conversion. It is an invitation to transformation. A transforming purpose matters because it provides direction, motivation, and meaning to one's actions and endeavors, leading to greater impact and fulfillment. Who in your life needs an Ananias? Who needs your prayers, your courage, your willingness to walk with them toward healing? May we be ready to say, "Yes, Lord, send me. I am." And I hope you too, with God's help. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for breaking into our lives with truth and grace, just as you did for Saul. Where we are blind, give us sight. Where we are inflexible, make us flexible. Where we resist, give us courage to surrender. Use us like Ananias, willing even when uncertain to bring healing, hope, and love to others. Transform our hearts and direct our purpose for your glory. In the name of Jesus, the light who guides our steps, we pray. Amen.